This is the Sakar Merli of the 7th of September 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you are studying this study here in order to become princes like Sri Krishna. God himself is teaching you. Question. Why do some children become confused when Baba says God speaks? Answer. Because God is incognito, they think that perhaps this Dada is saying that God speaks. However, incorporeal God definitely needs a mouth to speak. Baba says these wonderful matters about how I enter this one and teach you have to be understood. Om Shanti. God speaks. What does God say? Who says God speaks? There isn't anyone to be seen. Human beings cannot be called God. Some would think that the one who is speaking is saying God speaks. However, only you know that incorporeal God is speaking. Who is sitting here and where is God? This is something new, which is why people become confused. However, God definitely does speak and says, I am teaching you children Raj Yoga. I am teaching you this knowledge and yoga in order to change you from an ordinary man into Narayan or Krishna, and from an ordinary woman into Lakshmi or Radha. What more do you want? I am making you into kings of kings, princes of princes. Princes and princesses also go to temples. Vicious princes bow down to the viceless prince Sri Krishna, and so I make you into princes of princes. Become a prince of heaven like Sri Krishna. You will only become that by studying this knowledge. Doctors and barristers tell their students that they are making them into doctors or barristers. However, they would only become that when they study. Baba says, you children understand very well that it is only the one God and not Sri Krishna who teaches you Raj Yoga. Radha and Krishna are children from separate kingdoms. They become engaged to one another. Their names change after marriage. This is why in the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, Radha and Krishna have been shown below Lakshmi and Narayan. The father now explains to you very well that even this Brahma was a number one devotee. He used to worship Narayan at the end. Whether he worshipped Krishna or he worshipped Narayan, it is the same thing. Krishna grows up and becomes Narayan. The father is now teaching you Raj Yoga in order to change you from an ordinary human into Narayan. Your 84 births have now come to an end. This soul is also now studying, and he will become Sri Krishna in the future. The father says, children, you became beautiful by sitting on the pyre of this knowledge. You then became ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. This is the land of Karns, the demon. I have come to take you to the land of Krishna. Sri Krishna is full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. No one here has all the virtues. I have come to make you children completely viceless. You have to become that with the power of yoga. Physical power was gained through violent war, which they first fought with bows and arrows. Then there was war with guns and swords. Now it takes place with bombs. They themselves say they are making bombs that will destroy everything while they sit at home. What would the military do then? The father says, "Sweetest children, this is a study place. I am making you into princes like Sri Krishna. The one who was the first prince of the Golden Age has taken 84 births and has now become a beggar in the Iron Age. His kingdom existed in Bharat. Then he had to take rebirth. They say that Krishna is God. But how can God take rebirth? God is incorporeal. He is the one creator, and all the rest are the creation. They say that all of us souls are brothers." The father explains to you, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are brothers and sisters. Therefore, how can there be criminal assault? You claim your inheritance from the one father for the future. If you don't remain pure, how would you go to the land of peace and the land of happiness? People call out, "We have become impure, so come and make us pure." The father says, "Remember me. This is your final birth. All of you souls are now able to go back into retirement, and this is why you are in the stage of retirement. No guru can show you this path. Only the one father has this knowledge. He is the incorporeal purifier." The father says, "Remember me. I have taken this body on loan for a short time. How can a soul without a body speak?" God speaks, "I enter an ordinary old body and teach you children. I do not enter a womb. Those who enter a womb have to take rebirth. I only come once. I definitely need the support of matter. I sit in this one and teach you. Previously, this one used to have his jewellery business. It wasn't a guru who taught him. It was the father who suddenly entered him. Because he is Karan Karavanhar, he continues to make this one do everything, and this one continues to learn everything. You too learn everything with him. He speaks to you children, but I hear him first. I come to teach you children, but even this one's soul continues to study. I have come to teach you children Raj Yoga. No one else teaches in this way. This is a matter of becoming pure. This confluence age is the age for becoming the most elevated. Sri Krishna was the most elevated being. After his marriage, his degrees decreased slightly. This is why there is a lot of praise of Sri Krishna. The very name is the land of Sri Krishna. This is called the land of Karns, the demon. They have made up stories of Sri Krishna and Karns. It has been explained to you children that when your stage matures, you will automatically stop performing devotion. You mustn't ever tell anyone not to do devotion. You have to give them knowledge. The Father has come to give you this knowledge and to make you into princes of heaven. Sri Krishna was the master of heaven, but he is no longer that. He is becoming that by studying Raj Yoga once again. You too have to make effort and remember the Father. It is Heavenly God the Father who carries out the establishment of heaven. He comes and makes the world new. He does that when the Iron Age comes to an end. He doesn't come in the golden or silver ages. He says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle. They removed the word cycle and said that he comes in every age. However, there are four ages. The fifth is this confluence age. Acha, in that case, you should consider him to have five incarnations. However, would there also be the incarnations of the fish and the crocodile and Parshuram, Rama with an axe, etc.? All of those things belong to the scriptures. They have completely changed the name of Dharma and the name of Bharat. They have changed it into Hindu Dharma and Hindustan. Why should the name of Bharat be changed? Whenever there is extreme irreligiousness in Bharat, dot, dot, dot. The word Bharat is used in this too. The father explains, you didn't perform devotion for just one birth. You have been doing it since the Copper Age. Devotion was at first unadulterated. They just used to worship Shiva, the Shiv Baba who made Bharat into heaven. He has now come to make you into the masters of heaven once again. So he sits in an impure body and tells you, I enter an impure body in an impure world to purify the impure. On the path of devotion, they build a very huge temple to me. This is so clear. This one stopped studying the Gita, etc. when Baba entered. He stopped doing devotion. He let go of it instantly. None of you were told not to perform devotion. Baba explains to you children, I am making you into the masters of the land of Krishna once again. There are eight in the dynasty of Sri Krishna. First of all, he is called the Prince of the Golden Age, and he then becomes the King of the Golden Age. There are eight generations. At that time, there are no other kingdoms. Baba says, you children too now have to become princes of the Golden Age. There is no happiness in devotion. Through this knowledge, you become the masters of heaven. When someone's father dies and he is asked, where did your father go? He would reply that he has become a resident of heaven. They think that both the body and soul went. However, the body was left here, and it was just the soul that left. This means that that person was at first in hell, and that the soul shed his body and went to heaven. So what need is there to cry? Does heaven exist here? However, they don't understand. They simply say that all of that is God's doing, that it is God who gives both happiness and sorrow, and that everything is a form of God. However, the father says, how could I cause the children sorrow? Do children ever ask the father for sorrow? The father makes you children worthy and gives you his property. But each of you receives sorrow according to your own actions. The father says, now don't ask for children, etc. all of this property, etc., is now to be destroyed. So what would your children receive? There isn't that much time for your children to become masters of your property. Only when they grow up can children become masters. However, not that much time remains. Destruction is just ahead. Human beings say that there are still 40,000 years of the Iron Age left. They say that we Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are constantly talking about destruction. There is the story of how the boy cried wolf, and how the wolf eventually came and ate all of the sheep. Everyone thinks that death will come to just a few. This continues to happen all the time. You say that the great death has come. Shiv Baba, the death of all deaths, has come, and he will take all souls back home. So you definitely have to shed your bodies. This is why Baba says, become pure by having yoga. I will make you souls pure and take you back home. If you don't become pure, you will have to experience a lot of punishment at the end, and you won't be able to claim a high status. Sri Krishna passed with honours as number one. He received a scholarship. He receives the kingdom for 21 births. He explains to you so easily. This sits in your intellects, and it then disappears. You mustn't stop anyone from performing devotion. The Father has come to give you devotees the fruit of your devotion. He says, I have entered this same ordinary body exactly as I did in the previous cycle. I come and teach you every cycle. This is the highest on high education. You know that you were Satopratan, and that you have now become Tamopratan. Then Bharat will become Satopratan. Those of other religions have not experienced as much happiness or experienced as much sorrow either. People abroad have a lot of money, and so they lend it to poor countries. Those poor, helpless people don't realize that they are returning everything. They are all sleeping in the sleep of the deep ignorance of Kumbhakarna. At the end, they will cry out in distress. You will then say it is too late, because the war will have begun. What will they do then? The haystack will be set on fire, and it will then be too late. This is why the Father says, children, now continue to make fast effort. Baba doesn't give you too much difficulty. You come and tell Baba, Baba, if we don't perform devotion, they say that we have become atheists. Baba advises you to stay in remembrance of Baba as detached observers. You may worship a little externally. It is one thing to do something from your heart, and another is to do something to please others. Internally, you just have to remember Shiv Baba. If some people trouble you, just perform worship externally to show them, and they will become happy. That is not committing sin. Baba tells many of you that you may go to weddings, etc. You have to fulfill your responsibility to both sides. When you relate this knowledge there, the arrow will strike someone or other. You have to interact tactfully. The Father's order is, now don't become impure. It is only by becoming pure that you will become the masters of the land of Krishna. Remember Shiv Baba, and your sins will be absolved, and you will become the masters of the world. Children, explain to your friends and relations tactfully in this way. That is a physical pilgrimage, whereas this is the spiritual pilgrimage. Only the Father teaches you this spiritual pilgrimage. He says, constantly remember me alone, and you will become pure from impure, and all your sorrow will be removed. Scarcely any businessman would do this business of claiming the sovereignty of heaven. Continue to follow Srimat. It should not be that your money is wasted unnecessarily and that you don't receive any fruit. You have to look after your household, etc., and also sustain your children. Simply follow Srimat. Ask Baba for advice. Baba, what can I do in this situation? Baba, my daughter is saying that she wants to get married. Baba would say, you have to get her married. Give her her share. The Father simply explains to you, but if you still want to ask, then do so and follow Srimat. You children have to follow the Father's directions. There is only benefit in that. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Perform every action in remembrance of Shiv Baba as a detached observer. Fulfill your responsibilities to both your worldly and your spiritual relations. Interact tactfully with your world relations. 2. At this time in your final birth, you are in your stage of retirement. You have to return home, and you must therefore definitely become pure and not create any new bondages. Blessing. May you finish all desires by fulfilling all orders and become Maya-proof. Whatever orders you have received for the whole day from Amrit Vela until night, check your attitude, vision, thoughts, awareness, service and relationships according to those. All desires finish for those who follow orders with their every thought and at every step. If you have any desire in yourself for your efforts or your success, then you are definitely not fulfilling orders somewhere or other. So whenever a problem arises, check your orders everywhere, and you will automatically become Maya-proof. Slogan: to think about your subtle weaknesses and then finish them is to think of your original self, Swachintan. Aviat signal: now reveal your bestower form. Whenever there is a gap, an all-round server would fill that gap at the right time. In the same way, if you feel that someone is lacking a particular power, then help that one to fill that gap so that others don't experience anything lacking in that one. This is called becoming a child of the bestower, according to the time, and giving a gift of cooperation to that soul. Om Shanti.